Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to So You Think You're Iconic, the movie podcast. We made it, y'all. We made
Yes, we
it.
did.
Sunset
It's happened.
tonight, 7-Eleven. We made it.
Woo!
We did it. We did
We
it,
did it, guys.
Joe. We did it.
We did
That was a long winter. I
It
mean, it's still
was.
technically winter, but like only for like a
Yeah.
week. But we
Yeah.
did it.
We did it. We made it. The sun is out longer. It's getting a little warmer.
Yes, it's gonna hit 70 next week. 70. I don't know how I'm gonna act, 'cause literally one day, like a couple weeks ago, it was like 64 and I was sweating bullets. I don't know what's gonna happen,
Oh my
but
Lord.
I think my body started acclimating to the cold, so who knows what's about to happen when we
So the
hit
second it goes over
74 on
70,
Friday.
you're just gonna be drenched in sweat. You're gonna be like,
It's
what
just
is
so sweaty.
happening?
It's okay though. I'll take it. I'll take it.
You will take it, yeah.
So how was your week, Kelly?
It's all right. Lots of doctor's visits this week. I had a very interesting experience at this doctor's office, only because everything was animated or like automated to the extreme.
Okay.
So like it was cool like getting the text messages that were like, "Hey, we need you to fill out this form before you come to your appointment," so it speeds up like the new patient process, blah blah blah. And so like I did all that. They like sent me a link to pay for my appointment before it happened. And then the day before, it sends me a text and it's like, "Hey, we're gonna send you a text tomorrow that's like 2 hours before your appointment, just confirming that you'll be there. And then once you get to the office, stay in your car and text arrived. And then only then, when we acknowledge that you have arrived, you can come into our lobby." And I'm just like, why do I feel like I'm getting like instructions to drop off money for a ransom or something?
That's hilarious.
And so, like, I get to the appointment, I text arrive, and then they're like, "Yeah, come into our lobby. Just wait for a medical assistant to come get you." And so I walk into this office. It's deathly quiet in there. And then there's like this whole TV setup with like a sign that said "check in," and I'm just like, "Do I need to check in still if like they know that I'm here?" And so I guess the guy on the TV who's the receptionist, I guess it's all through like a camera, like on Zoom, I guess. And he's all like, "Hey,
Okay.
need to check in?" And I'm like, "Yes."
Weird. Okay.
I don't know where this man was. He could have been at home for all I
He
know.
probably was at home.
Yeah, right. And I was just like, "Oh, okay." So he checks me in and everything. I'm like, this is the weirdest experience I've ever had at a doctor's office. Like, I guess it's cool that it's streamlined, but I feel like I didn't really talk to anybody other than like the doctor the other day. Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Work was all right. I had zero work this week, basically.
Love that for you.
I love that for me until I get to the point where like I can't even help other people with their work because they're also too caught up. And I'm just like, so we're all just sitting at our desks right now?
Hey, turn on a
We're all just sitting
movie.
here.
Sit back, put your feet up.
That's exactly what I did. At one point, I was just like, maybe I should watch the movie that I picked out for next week. Like,
Yeah.
that's how,
Which, by the way,
like,
you're gonna have to remind me what that movie is, because I was literally coming out of the movie theater when you texted me that, and it went in my brain and then immediately out.
No, yeah, that's fine. I'll definitely tell you. But yeah, that's how much time I have on my hands.
That's
So yeah,
crazy.
I at one point I deep cleaned my desk because I needed to look like I was doing something and I felt like I needed to do something. So yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind these weeks, so maybe it'll continue.
Okay, cool.
How was your
Maybe it
week, Jordan?
will. What was that for you? Mine was It kind of took me out. I'm sorry.
Really?
I was very bored. I've been so bored. Yesterday, I applied to jobs for fun. I was just like, let's just see what happens. I'm just bored all day,
Yeah,
every day.
I felt that.
And then nothing happened until literally like the end of my day on Friday. Then all of a sudden, something happened. And then my lead was like, yeah, you're gonna have to do this and this, 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 this. And it was like already
Whoa.
3:45. And I was like, I get off at 3:30. Like, I will do this on Monday. I
Yeah, this sounds like a problem for next week.
you've already pushed me 15 minutes past my end time.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna bounce
Yeah.
and
Yeah, I
work.
took all the notes about it. I'll just do it
I didn't take any notes,
Monday.
Callie.
Oh, well,
I didn't take a single
that's
note.
just what you tell people.
So I'll probably have to ask him for a reminder, but I'm pretty sure I remember everything he said. It didn't seem like
Okay.
rocket science, like.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was that. And then, like I said earlier, I went to the movies. I went to go see Kung Fu Panda 4. And did that need to be made?
It could have ended with the three movies.
They should have just ended with the three movies. There was no reason to give us the fourth movie. Also, it was painstakingly predictable. Like one of the most predictable movies I've ever watched in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm okay not saying it.
Yeah, you don't need to see it.
Okay.
If you've seen the trailer, you can pretty much tell what's gonna happen in that movie.
Okay.
So yeah. Also, I was in there with a bunch of kids.
Oh.
They were laughing, they were having fun, so like at least they
Yeah.
had that. At least the kids
Yeah.
had fun.
At least someone had fun.
Yeah, at least the kids enjoyed themselves. There was one part of the movie though that kind of made me dizzy.
Dizzy.
Yeah, like they did this thing where like the camera kept like spin or like what was on screen kept like spinning, and it kind of made me dizzy. And I was like, oh, am I getting
Oh.
old? I
Oh.
was like, am I getting like this wasn't even like 3D or anything. Like it was just like a
Yeah.
regular movie and it just started spinning and I was like, ew, this is kind of making me
Oh
dizzy.
That's one of the more simpler signs to see if you're getting old.
Yeah, if you start getting dizzy easier.
So I don't get dizzy on those. For some reason, the only like time I have a reaction to something on screen is if they do the whole the camera does like a whole either 180 or a 360, just like the slow. For some reason, my brain can't handle that.
Okay.
And then the other one is when it just hurts my eyes for some reason, is when a camera will go underwater. Like for some reason it makes me feel like I'm going underwater and like my I have to like my
So, moral of the story, Kelly has not seen Avatar 2.
I have not. I don't think I could at that point because then my eyes would just be like I can't look.
Damn.
I've seen the CinemaSins version.
Okay.
There's that.
Oh, but
So
I can't even
basically,
lie.
I've seen it.
I didn't see Avatar 2 in theaters either. I watched it illegally, but you know, it's neither here nor there. Oh, I mean, no, not illegally. I watched it at home. Why did I say illegally? That was dumb. I watched it at home.
You're like, this feels illegal.
Probably because everybody kept talking about how great it was. I didn't think it was that good.
I remember you saying that.
Maybe it hit different on the big screen. I don't know. But like watching the movie at home, I was just like, this is okay. Like this is pretty much just the first one, just with some extra kids. They just threw some kids in there and we're like, these are your children, which like, how did that work? But nonetheless, who cares?
Right.
But
See,
yeah.
maybe the visuals would have hit different, but I don't know if that
Probably.
makes the story
That
any
doesn't make the
better.
story better.
Yeah.
Like, have y'all watched the first Avatar recently? Like,
Oh,
Not
it's been
good.
a long time,
Not
but I
good.
don't think I
I
remember
don't need,
enjoying it.
I honestly don't need to watch it again. My little sister loved that movie. What kind of 6-year-old loved Avatar, a 3-hour movie? But yeah.
She's like, this is cinema.
I know that movie beat for beat. Like, literally don't need to watch it ever again in my entire life.
Need to get you on Jeopardy and have you play the Avatar
The
one
Avatar category?
category. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would kill.
I would kill. But yeah, and then anything else happened this week? No, oh, yesterday I went for a walk because it was like a pretty nice day. It was like 57 degrees outside. It was great. Tell me why I saw a dog standing on a roof.
What?
Yeah, there was a dog standing on a roof.
How
And it
did
was
he
lit
get there?
and it was literally just staring at me. And then I stopped and I
Oh.
stared at it, and then we just stared at each other. And then I just started walking, and he or she just kept following me. And then, like, as I like walked like far enough, it just laid down on the roof. And I was like, "Why are you up there? How did you get up there?"
See, at this point, movies have taught and video games have taught me that that was the start of your main character journey, and you're supposed to interact with that character to get your quest.
No, I'm
So,
good.
or it's an omen, and you're gonna see another dog on a roof, and at like the next one, you're just gonna have to go and talk to it. You know what I mean?
No, because I feel like if I had interacted, I would have had to go up to that people those people's houses and be like, "Hey, your dog is on your roof." And that's just not something I wanted to do that day. So I just kept it moving. I was like, "This is not for me."
You're like, I am not that curious.
No.
So it's gonna stay up there.
I, for no reason, will be going up to random people's houses. No, that's just not gonna happen. It's not my story. It's not my
No,
ministry.
it's not. It's not mine
No.
either.
So, yeah, also, real throwback. Snapchat keeps reminding me that 6 years ago today, I was in Mexico with my family for a wedding. Crazy times.
Bro.
Crazy times. Some crazy stories came out of that trip.
I love that for you.
And also, like, me, my mom, and my sister are the only people, like, in the entire family who didn't get sick on that trip. Literally, everyone else got sick. Don't know how it happened. We did not.
Whoa. Love that for
We're
you, though.
just built different. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
But yeah, it was fun. It was crazy. Lifelong memories up here now.
Also, speaking of like Snapchat memories, Snapchat's like super pushy about your memories.
Super pushy, super aggressive. It'll even be like, "Do you remember this?" And I'm like, "It didn't even happen today. This happened in like March,
Right.
April,
Right.
July." Like, why are you pushing this memory out?
Honestly, like I wish there was like a function somewhere that I could turn that off, 'cause
And then
like
it keeps suggesting friends, and I'm like, "Why are you suggesting these people?"
Yes. Oh my
Like, do you know how
gosh.
many times your mom has been suggested to me to add on
Really?
Snapchat? And I'm like,
That's
"No.
amazing.
First off, I'm not adding people on Snapchat.
Yeah, I
Secondly,
know.
no.
I know. Whoever's on my Snapchat now, they're on there forever.
That's
No
it.
one
That's
knew.
all you're getting. I'm
Yeah,
not
I've
adding
hit the
anyone
limit.
else.
I've hit the limit.
I don't even use Snapchat, so like, why do you keep trying so hard?
Oh, but yeah, it kept sending me the fact that we went to the JoJo concert.
Oh yeah, I keep getting that and the Beyonce
Yeah.
concert, the first Beyonce concert we went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are
And I'm like, did I even
the
post that on Snapchat? Like, I feel like I didn't.
No, it's just if you took a picture and you saved it, you didn't even have to post it.
How is it doing that? That's weird.
I
Are
don't
you just
know,
looking
man.
through my photos, Snapchat? Because that's a little weird.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I kept getting the JoJo concert recently.
Okay, that was fun.
That was fun.
I can't wait to see her again in about 2
Oh
months.
yeah, you are gonna go see her. Gosh.
Yeah, can't wait.
So jealous.
If JoJo's performing, I will be there.
True.
Just know
True.
that. I'm gonna,
We've been there since day one.
I've never missed a JoJo concert. I will
We
see her.
haven't. We
I will
haven't.
see her.
I will do anything to see my girl JoJo.
I'm also going to go see what's her name? Tori Kelly.
Tori Kelly.
Can't wait for that.
The rest of that album better be freaking fire because we've been waiting for so long.
It's been 27 years.
No, seriously.
That girl has been tap dancing on my last good nerve.
And then she has the gall to release a single.
Right? Like,
A
girl,
single?
don't play with me right now.
Yeah, don't. I've been waiting for music.
I'm already pissed at you for this little mini tour you're doing. Like, don't get me
No,
started.
seriously. Oh my gosh.
Why do I have to
She.
drive hours away to go see you?
And why are all the towns you're picking so random? You're
So
not even coming out
random.
here, so I can't even see you.
Like, none of these are big name towns. Like, what are
They're
these
not.
towns?
They're not. I don't know, man. She needs to get her priorities straight.
Get your priority. Do you want to be a pop star or not?
Yeah, she doesn't. I don't think she does. I think this is just a hobby for her.
Girl, I'm not just here to pay your bills. Like, you need to give me something.
Right.
You need to give me something.
And if I am gonna pay your bills, it better be worth it.
It better be worth it.
That's all I gotta say.
Like, damn, girl. Like, why is one of your concerts in Boise, Idaho? Who lives in Boise,
What the
Idaho? Like,
heck?
why? What's with that?
I can't
Spokane,
even.
Washington? Not even Seattle, Spokane?
Why
Girl,
is she
be for
going to
real.
Spokane? What the heck?
Let's be for real, girl.
She hates us.
She hates the American people.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So this better be a good concert. That's all I gotta say. This better be good. Okay, Kelly. Are you ready to talk about our movie this week?
Yes.
Okay. So this week we're talking about Two Can Play That Game. Let's get started. So we start off with our protagonist, Shantae Smith, who tells us about how all of her friends are having men trouble and how during the spring men lose their damn minds. Which, like, honestly, not completely wrong, but she takes it up to an 11 when it's really like a 6, a 7.
Yeah, her she's very dramatic.
She's a very dramatic woman. And we'll see that as the movie plays out. And so she tells us that she's the one who counsels her friends on how to keep their men in line instead of telling them to just drop those men because they suck.
Yeah, their men actually do suck.
They suck, all of them.
I love how she
But
does say that though. She's all like, but I do say like if they do have to they don't do something, then you gotta leave. I'm like, but you're not telling them to leave
you're
though.
not
You're just
telling them to leave them, though. But
like that
whatever.
man, what's her name? She should have left her man.
They all should have left those men.
No, I'm
Honestly,
saying it's the mechanic specifically. Michael or Mike, whatever his name was.
Michael, yeah. We'll talk about
She
Karen
should
in a
have left
minute.
him.
We'll talk about Karen in a minute. So, Shantae then leaves the office in the middle of the day. Just gets up and leaves.
Can I just say, whatever her role is,
She's a senior
can I have
account
it?
executive at a marketing firm, and she just leaves in the middle of the day. And I'm just like, that's not possible. As
She
someone who
doesn't just
worked at a
leave.
marketing firm, that's not possible.
She doesn't just leave in the middle of the day. She cancels her full day,
She
and then
cancels her
multiple
day.
times throughout the movie, we see her out for lunch or brunch or something, and then she's like, oh, I gotta head to work. I'm like, what do you mean you gotta head to
What do
work?
you mean you gotta head to work? This is not a Saturday? Like, how are you
Right.
out? When
Right.
I tell you I was chained to my computer those 3 months,
Yeah, you
was
were suffering at that
barely
job.
eating, there's
Yep.
absolutely no way. No way.
No.
And so, yeah, she leaves the office in the middle of the day, and when she gets home, she comforts her friend Karen, who is lying on the couch crying. Karen is a top executive at an engineering firm, and she is crying over a mechanic.
Yeah.
Not to
Who
like,
she?
not to like class shame anybody, but like this woman has like everything going for her, and she is crying over a man
who was previously bucktoothed.
Bucktooth. We'll talk. Yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah, get into that.
She, Karen, met this ugly ass mechanic, cleans him up, pays for his dental work. And then he starts feeling himself after he gets cleaned up. And even after asking her to marry him, he just starts dragging her along.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I would have left.
I would have left immediately.
I would have left.
Immediately.
She's been with that man for too long.
Siri, put on Coco Jones's Put You On. Because what is going on right now? And so... yeah, Shantae tells her to kick him to the curb. And if you don't want to, though, just learn how to cook and learn to get into sports. And I'm like, what kind of advice is that?
Yeah,
like, it's not great. She just needs to kick him to the curb. Because who does he think he is?
Right. No, he's an awful being.
Yeah. Drop him. Also, he's played by Bobby Brown.
Yes. So,
that alone. Get that man up out of here. We then move on to Shantae's friend Tracy, whose man has a wandering eye and is most likely cheating. Like, we'll get into it later, but that man is 99% chance he is cheating.
Yeah.
And he's a gaslighter.
Oh my gosh,
He will sit there and lie to her face.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And then finally we meet Dee, whose man, we don't even learn that man's name. That's how bad it is.
Nope.
He has no job and he has no money.
Yep.
And for some reason,
she's still with him.
Okay. That's the worst offender to me.
To me.
But whatever. And so Shantae then makes her way to her man Keith's office and they have sex in his office.
He's a wild lawyer. Yeah,
he's a lawyer and they're having sex in his office. And then she also states that she has no problems with him. He's the perfect man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, his name is Keith. There's a problem will occur.
Yes, a problem will occur, unfortunately.
He is a black man named Keith. A problem will occur. After they're done doing their business, Shantae tells about how she met Keith at a club and it felt like everyone disappeared.
I don't know.
I don't think that's really real. Either, whatever.
Yeah.
After Shantae like leaves, Keith's friend Tony comes to his office and congratulates Keith as Shantae runs into Connie, a vice president of marketing at like I guess a competing marketing firm, who Shantae knows is after her man.
Yeah.
By the way, Connie is Miss Gabrielle Union, looking good. Good. Looks great. Great. Also, her entrance song, iconic. Iconic.
Iconic, yeah.
Nothing else to say. And so, Shantae goes to check on Tracy during the middle of this workday. Like, it's still a workday.
Right. She's her workday.
She's just driving around doing errands and whatever else she wants to do. She goes to check on Tracy, who was fighting with her man and tearing his apartment up because she found some panties. For some reason, he lies and says it's his sister's. Don't know how he thought that would work. Which just solidifies that he's cheating on her, because the twist is that Tracy planted those panties at Shantae's insistence.
Yeah. Yes. That's all so wild to me.
Like, no, we would have had to break up. Like, I'm not playing these games. Like, that's insane. Like, if it gets to the to the point where you feel like you have to start tricking people, y'all need to end it.
Nah. This whole movie is just too much effort for our relationship
is worth this amount of effort.
Also, the way that you're just manipulating each other,
Y'all think that's bad? Like, the manipulation just gets worse as the movie goes along.
It gets so bad. And so,
after Tracy finishes fucking up this man's apartment, she and Shantae go to Shantae's house and they have like a little girls' night with all the friends.
Her whole work day is gone.
She like literally never went back to work. She just picked up Tracy and went home.
Nope.
Yep.
Tracy then tells us, the audience, that men come up with a lot of excuses when they're cheating, and then we get like a whole bunch of men talking about their excuses about like why they're working out more, why they're buying new underwear.
Why
Like,
they're
and
working
then the
late.
biggest number one excuse is that they're working late. And
Yes.
so,
That kills me every
while
time it
drinking
came
with her
up.
friends, all of the girls complain about their men when Keith calls and says that he's working late and won't make their date.
He's
And
cheating
so
on
the
you.
girls then go to a restaurant slash club. Yes, it's a restaurant slash club.
Yes.
And
Yes,
they
it's
see Keith on the
real.
dance floor with some random woman. And so Shantae goes into the bathroom to compose herself before going over to Keith and saying,
Yep.
"Hey." And then she
Yeah,
starts
just a
giving us
hey.
some rules. Rule number one is to remain calm. And so she just goes up to Keith, says, "Hey," and walks away. She even lies to
Yep.
her friends and gives us rule number two: don't let your friends know the full story.
I mean, her
Her
reasoning
reasoning is
isn't
not,
too bad because sometimes your friends
yeah,
do give you
it's a
some
case
bad
by
advice.
case thing. You just have to you have to
Basis,
fill it out.
yes.
You have to fill it out.
Yeah.
Keith later Keith tells Tony that he's freaking out and he swears that nothing was gonna happen. But after Tony calls bullshit, he's like, well, loser. Shantae then starts
Right.
implementing her 10-day program, and the first thing in this program is to not call him first. He has to call you first. Meanwhile, Keith is freaking out, and Tony tells him to call her tomorrow and let her cool down. Shantae is
Yeah.
very confused when she does not get a call that night, but she goes to bed ready for day one. The next day, when she does get her call, Shantae has her assistant call to say, call me later.
Yeah.
And when he does call later, she rushes him off the phone and tells him to meet her for dinner. By the way,
Yeah.
Shantae's assistant is Bernard from the
Yes, from the Santa Claus. I
Santa
love that.
Claus.
I
hilarious.
love that.
And so, after Keith gets rushed off the phone, Tony tells Keith that Shantae is smart and to be careful.
I love that this isn't a war between her
It's a
and
war
Keith.
between Tony and
It's a war
Shantae.
between They're just
Yeah,
moving Keith
Keith
around.
is a pawn. The real
Yes,
players
he
of this
is.
game
Yes,
are
he is.
Tony and Shantae.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so Shantae arrives 15 minutes late because that's one of her rules. You got to arrive
It's
15
one of the
minutes late.
rules, yep.
And Keith tells her what happened, and she's not really paying attention. In fact, she's talking to the audience while he is
Nope.
talking.
Yeah.
And then once he's done, she just calmly tells him that they should take a break. And when he gets home, he freaks out.
He
He
absolutely
loses
loses
his
it.
mind. He is up in there yelling at Tony, and Tony's like, calm down. And
So
then we
funny.
get rule number three: when Shantae gets home, whoever breaks up first wins.
Yep.
And so when Keith tells Tony that Shantae offered to pay the check, Tony's like, oh, she's a master
Tony goes off.
manipulator. She got you good.
Yeah. Because she's showing you that she's
She don't
independent.
need you
She
for
don't need you for
nothing.
nothing.
She don't even need you to buy her dinner.
Yep.
And so we enter day two, and Shantae is out shopping with her friends while Keith is depressed. He's going
Oh,
through
yeah,
it.
he's going through it.
Day three, Keith tries to call Shantae multiple times, but she ignores him. He even tries to seduce her with some Lauryn Hill tickets. That concert never happened, so good for you, Shantae, for
No.
sticking by your guns.
Yeah.
Because you would have gave in for a concert that either would not have happened or
That
would have been
did not
15 minutes
happen.
long. Yeah.
Yep.
And so Shantae then goes to church while Keith tries to distract himself from calling her. After church, Shantae gives a man an extra Christian hug in front of one of Keith's acquaintances so that it gets back to him. That was hilarious. I'm
Hated
sorry. She was really
that.
playing the long game with that one.
Oh yeah, she was. She
And immediately
was.
those men tell Tony what happened.
Oh yeah, absolutely they do.
I don't remember. Did Tony tell Keith? I don't feel like he did.
I don't think so. I think they just talked about, like,
They
Tony and the
talked
other guys
about
talked about it.
how all the pimps go to church. Because all the
Go to
hoes
church,
go out
yeah.
on Saturday and then they end up in church on
Their
Sunday.
night in the church on Sunday morning, yep.
That's crazy. And so I've never gone to a Sunday church, so or a Baptist church. I don't know nothing about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, me neither.
And so one day, oh no, not one day, on day four, Keith calls again and Shantae has her assistant say that she's busy. And then Tony just has to go over to Keith's house because Keith called out sick. It's just laying in his house staring at the
Yes.
wall. And so he's like, I need to slap you out of this. And so
Yeah.
he takes
He
like
needed
he takes Keith outside, which by the way, Keith has a house with a pool, and these people are 28 to 29 years old. I'm
Yes.
disgusted. I'm
I am
livid.
disgusted.
Like,
That means technically we
we should be
should
able
be
to get
able to
that.
get that very
Shantae
quick,
is
very
living in a
soon.
mansion. Like, that is a
Yes, she is.
mansion.
Yes, she is.
She don't.
Well, she lives in a mansion. She goes out every day, assume, like to very nice places, I assume. She be getting, her hair and her nails done. She be buying these clothes. Like,
I want
I
that
want
too.
that. I want that at 28, 29.
Right now, it's not looking like that's gonna happen,
That's
but I
what I
want
want.
that. That night, Chantel tells us that you were under no circumstances allowed to talk to that man, and that
Nope.
you'll be in real trouble if, like, he tries to like one up you and show up right as he shows up to her house.
Shows up.
And then the next day, Keith goes to work in good spirits and tells Tony that when he went over and tried to seduce Shantae, she wasn't going for it. So he started an argument and left like Tony told him to, because apparently that's like a thing. Like you start an
Yeah,
argument to
it's
like get rid
something.
of all of your frustrations and to pass them on to her. Like, I was like, that didn't make any sense, but it worked for him.
It didn't. Yeah.
It worked for him, and that's all that really matters. And
Yeah, I guess
so
so.
he's feeling better, so that's great for him. Day five, Shantae is upset, but say day six, she's feeling a little better and decides to occupy her time by cracking open her little black book. Keith is out with Connie, and she's being a little bit more handsy than Keith wants, but Tony tells him to just let her do it because she's fine. And I'm like, true.
Yeah.
True. I
Jordan's like,
see
I
no
see no
problem with
problem with
this.
this.
Like, you want to go to the bathroom? Like, we can go right now. Also, Connie is doing all of this, and this is a work event for her. And she has
Yes,
no
it
shame.
is. She's doing the most.
But honestly, I love that for her. Pretty people should just do whatever they want to do. Yeah. When you have a face sculpted like the god by the gods like that, just do whatever you want. That's how
You're
she
allowed.
became an executive vice president. She didn't have any experience. She's 28 years old. There's no way she should be a vice president. But
True.
She's pretty, so it's let her be. Meanwhile, Shantae is going on a string of horrible dates. Just
It's
awful.
awful.
Did she date those men at one point? Because under.
It seems like she in like entertained them for a little bit, but never actually ate with
Okay.
them.
Weird. Some of those men were so ugly. I was
Yeah.
like, you let them talk to you?
A lot of those men's were a lot
I
of
was
those
like,
men were
you let these men
questionable.
talk to you? And you look like that? Okay.
Right.
Day 7, Karen tells everyone that she has finished her 10-day program and is engaged. Which, like, weren't you already
That's
engaged?
insane. Was
Didn't he
she?
ask her to he asked her to marry her at the beginning of the movie? They just never got married.
But I think that was more of a like, I'm telling you I want to marry you, but I'm not even gonna put an engagement ring on it kind of deal. That's how I
Okay.
read it.
Okay. Sure. Either way, she got her ring. She got
Yeah,
her
she got her
man,
ring.
apparently, so good for her. And so Shantae gives herself some like self-care to feel better. And then she makes an unannounced trip over to Keith's house with some of his things under the guise of like returning his things, but really she's trying to get her man back.
Yep.
And so she starts to leave until he like begs her to stay. And then they fool around on the couch before she like gets up and leaves.
Yeah, she just leaves.
Power
A
move.
power
Love that for
move.
her. On day 8, Tony chews Keith out for letting her into his house. He's like, "Why'd you let that girl in your house? It's like she was playing you, and you let
Yep.
her." He's like, "You gave her all the power." And Keith is like, "What are you talking about?" But apparently, Shantae has all the power now. And so Shantae goes
Yeah.
to lunch with her friends, and after she picks up some wine and some groceries because she thinks that she will be making up with Keith soon, and that they're going to be in the house
Yes.
all weekend. So stock up that fridge.
Yeah, stock up the
Later at work,
fridge.
Shantae learns that Connie's firm is throwing some sort of event, like a pool party, and I'm like, okay. They call it a
That's so
pool party, but
interesting.
then when they get there, everyone's dressed very formal. We'll talk about it later, but very weird.
Yeah.
And so they all have to go for some reason. I don't understand why.
I think they went only to like scope out. Because they were, it's an
But why
opposing
did they all have to
company.
go? They couldn't send
I
like
don't
some
know.
intern to go like scope it out and give them a blow by blow of everything that
I
happened,
would
add
have.
some photos.
Yeah.
Don't know why they're account executives all had to go, but whatever. And so her plans for the weekend are obviously not gonna happen.
Gone. Yep.
And so at the same time, Keith gets invited by Connie to be her date and agrees to go after Tony talks him into it. I look. I believe in monogamy. I believe that Keith really wants Shantae back. If Connie asked me out immediately, I'd say yes without even hesitating. You
I know
know
you
what?
would. I
Like
know you would.
I am technically single right
Yeah.
now. Yeah.
You are.
Like
Yep.
Ross, Shantae wanted a break. So I don't know what to say. And so we cut to the next day, day 9, and Shantae and all of her friends show up to Connie's party because for some reason she was able to bring friends to this work event.
Yeah,
That was
that was
weird.
weird.
And it's a little awkward when Shantae sees Keith on Connie's arm. This kind of fucks up her plan, so she confronts him, and he tells her that he's testing the waters. And that he's tired of her games. Which,
Which is fair.
same.
Yeah, fair.
Fair. Shantae then confronts Connie, and Connie does not care.
No,
Love her
she
for
does
that.
not.
She's like, "What are you doing here with your man?" She's like, "Your man, he's here with me."
Yeah,
I don't know what
right. He chose to come here
right. I'm not
with
twisting
me,
his
so
arm. I don't know what to say.
no, right.
And so Shantae has a little mental bee, a little mental breakdown, and she just starts beating the shit out of Connie. Turns out it was all like a
Yep.
little like, and it was all in her head. Like nothing, none of this ever
All
actually
in her head.
happened, but it should have.
No.
She just didn't want to get fired.
Yeah, no.
And so Keith then starts embarrassing Shantae by like dancing with like they for some reason had like dancers there.
I'm not
For
sure what they
I was
were, but
very
yes.
confused at the concept of this like marketing strategy because first off, Shantae's boss said this was
Yeah.
supposed to be a pool party. I don't even remember seeing a pool.
I don't think there was.
They had Lala Anthony there before she was Lala Anthony, DJing. Everyone was wearing formal wear. Yeah, it looked more like a garden party, but like a more urban garden party, because like they had those random dancers there. They had the DJ. They were serving seemingly an endless amount of alcohol, and I was just like,
Yeah.
what are we promoting here? What's being
Right.
promoted?
Because I am
But
confused.
for some reason, Shantae and her boss agreed that it was a good promotional strategy, and I'm just like, for who?
Right.
But whatever. Do your thing, Connie. Whatever.
Yep.
And yeah, while Keith is dancing, Shantae, who brought her friends there, her friends see this. And so she's getting a little embarrassed, but she pretends like it's all okay. And just to let him do what he wants to do.
It's not.
She then goes out to her car and pops a tire to get a man to help her. And then invites him inside to make Keith jealous. And it
Was so
works.
extreme. That was so
So
extreme. She still has
she
to
still
get
needs
her
to get her
tire
tire fixed,
fixed.
but she could afford it, so it's fine. But she goes out there, pops her tire, lets two other men drive by and asks if she needs any help before she settles on a like good-looking man.
Yeah.
Love that for her. She
Love that
know
for her.
she's on a mission, and I love she's a very
Yeah.
goal-oriented woman.
Yeah. She knew what
She
she
went out
wanted
and
and
got
she went
it.
out and got it.
And so, also, she got the blandest looking white man I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, literally can't remember what he looked like
Yeah.
at all. He just looked like a random white man. But that's who she
He's a
chose.
white man.
And so, when Shantae goes into the house to, like, speak with this man more, to make Keith more jealous, Keith, like, asks her what's going on. And to be like messy, she accidentally drops a condom on the floor while they're fighting.
She wants all of the trouble. She's
Yeah.
just, she
And
wants
so
the
when
drama.
Shantae starts to leave with him, Keith tells her that he doesn't want her to go. And she's like, okay. Like, what am I supposed to do with that information? And so
Right.
he throws out this ultimatum. He's like, if you leave with him, I'm gonna go home with Connie. And so Shantae's like, oh, reverse card, do whatever you want to do, and leaves. And she's like, I don't think he's gonna go home with Connie. In fact, when I get home, he will be waiting for me. And which is like a big gamble.
She
Very
was very
confident. That's a
confident. Yeah, very confident.
big risky move. And so she's like, I'm gonna take my time getting home. And so she gets home, and he's not there. He's not
Nope.
there.
Nope.
And so she goes to that club slash restaurant, and doesn't think that Keith will be coming back to her. But then she sees him moaning in the corner after another woman tried to hit on him and he just wasn't having it. And so she makes a move, they dance together and kiss after she apologizes for playing games with him. And that's the end of the movie. That's
That's
the
the
end of
end
the
of the
movie.
movie.
Moral of the story, don't play games. Don't play
Don't play
games.
games. Either fix it or
She
leave.
wasted 10 days.
Yeah, she wasted 10 days. She wasted
When they could have just
everyone's
had a simple
time.
conversation about the thing.
Right.
Especially
She
since
didn't need
she
to be
had
doing
no
all that.
intentions of leaving him. Like, actually leaving him. So they could have just
Right.
sat down and had a conversation
Right.
about boundaries, but whatever.
Right.
Okay, Kayla, you ready for the movie facts? I don't have that many.
I wasn't expecting that
They're not good movie facts, like, at all.
many. Okay.
Morris Chestnut and Vilika A. Fox both starred in a sitcom, Out All Night, from 1992 to 1993 together. On Bobby Brown's, who plays Michael's, 1992 album, Bobby, there's a song called Two Can Play That Game.
Great.
Morris Chestnut, Gabrielle Union, and Tamala Jones, who played Tracy, starred in the comedy film The Brothers, which also was released in 2001. I've seen that movie. I don't remember Gabrielle Union being in that movie, if I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't seen that movie in years, but I really don't remember Gabrielle Union being in that movie.
And you would have remembered.
I remember, yeah, I would have remembered. I remember everyone else. Morris Chestnut is literally like the lead person in that movie, so of course I remember
Yeah.
him. I remember Tamala Jones in that movie. I don't remember Gabrielle Union.
Dang.
Like,
I wonder if she's like a
ooh.
side character then.
She must be, because I don't remember her being in that movie at all. I guess I'm just gonna have to watch it and like see.
Yeah.
And then my last movie fact is Vivica A. Fox turned down this role a few times because she didn't approve of the script at first. But then they changed a couple of things and she eventually said yes. And this is her first starring role.
Oh. Okay.
Good for you, Vivica.
Good
Love that for
for
you. So, Kelly, now it's time for the question. Is this movie iconic?
You know what? I'm gonna say yes. For how
I
like
also said yes.
messy it is, I'm gonna give it an iconic.
A truly messy film. A filthy film, if you may.
Yes.
Watch this movie to know all the things you should not be doing in your relationship.
Yes, please. Because that's just, yeah, no, y'all just playing.
Yeah, don't do all this. It's really not necessary.
It's not.
But yeah, I also think it's iconic. This movie's so funny. The message behind this movie is terrible, but this movie is
Yeah, it
funny.
is. Yeah, it's a good time.
Even as I was watching this movie as a child, I realized that this was not a good dynamic, but
It's not.
watched it nonetheless. Enjoyed my time.
Yeah.
This might have been when I fell in love with Gabrielle Union. Also, a lot of the people in this movie are very attractive.
Yes. Good casting.
Yeah. And I love pretty people, so I'm gonna watch a movie with pretty people in it.
True.
Especially if Gabrielle Union's there. And love me some. But yeah. Okay, Kelly. What are your recommendations
Okay,
this
so I have
week?
two recommendations.
Okay.
I assume we're gonna have a joint one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
So, my first recommendation is Eternal Sunshine.
Okay.
Ariana Grande, the album, the new one.
Yeah.
It was a short album.
I
She
got a
wasn't
spoiler for
lying.
you. That's not one of mine.
It's not.
There's
Okay.
a song on there, but that,
I know which song then.
yeah.
But I'm recommending the whole album. It's an
Okay.
experience from start to finish. Yeah, It's really good. It's very short compared to her other albums, but I'm glad we got an album.
Yeah, I'll take an
I'm glad we got an
album.
album. I'll take the album. And my second recommendation is, I have to preface this by saying it's a comedy album. So it's like comedy songs.
Okay.
The album is called These Nuts.
Okay.
By Ninja Sex Party. Yeah.
Yeah. What she said.
Anyway, what are your recommendations?
My recommendations are You and Me by Lifehouse. Great
Ooh,
little
that's a good one.
song. Love that song.
Yeah.
My second one is The Boy Is Mine by Ariana
Yep.
Grande. I don't know what she did to that song. She put crack in it. I literally dance every time I hear it. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
Like my hips
he's on
start
it.
swaying. I don't understand how she did it. I've never had a song make it like physically impossible for me to not dance.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Great song. Love it. It should be a single, but she's terrible at picking singles. So she'll never make it a single.
Yeah, she won't.
She won't. With my luck, she will make. What's the name of that song? What's the name of that song? With my luck, her next single, if she even does another single, will be Don't Want to Break Up Again. That feels like a
Yeah.
song that she would make a single.
I
Maybe
like that song.
Bye, but I feel like Don't Want to Break Up Again is like very Ariana Grande single.
You don't think she'd throw Supernatural in
Nah. Maybe if she can throw out the Troye Sivan version, but
I'm
that's about
so
it.
upset that the slight extend version is purchase only.
Oh yeah, I saw that text from you last night. I fell asleep.
No, I'm going through it. Like, how? I want it.
I don't know, but I don't have to do the, I don't have to do this fourth one. I put this fourth one just in case, but
Okay.
my third one though is Walk Like This by Flo. Great song. They gave us a good little bridge. Flo does need to come to the front of the class though, because
Oh.
I didn't say something.
Uh-oh.
What is with them teasing music videos and then not releasing the music videos? This is the
Uh-oh.
second time this has happened.
Flo, you got anything to say?
Don't make me fight you. What's going on? You did this with Not My Job, and now you're gonna do this with Walk Like This?
Oh. Yep.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off right now.
They're really coming for you.
Yeah, don't do that. No.
Nope.
Release the damn video.
You can't say you have something and then not release it.
Yeah. Like, who releases a single and then 3 days later, the video still isn't out? Does that make a lick of sense to you?
Nope.
Ariana Grande released her video.
Yes,
No
she
one even knew
did.
that thing was coming out, and she released it. Don't play with
Yep.
me. Don't play with me right now. You already filmed it. Just release it.
Right.
And while you're at it, release the Not My Job video. I don't care if you don't like it.
Right.
That's sort of how artistry works. Sometimes you're not gonna like the stuff that you put out. I'm sorry,
True.
but you're just gonna have to do it. Thank
Yeah.
you. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcasts. Don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories. Were you in this movie? Vivica A. Fox, come to the front of the class as well.
Who?
What was it like making out with Morris Chestnut? Morris Chestnut. What was it like having Gabrielle Union touch all over you? Gabrielle
One's more of a
Union.
personal question.
Yeah. Gabrielle Union, also come to the front of the class. Hey, what's up?
That's it.
You are slightly older than my mother, but what is up? How you been? You still happy with that man? I'm not even gonna front with you. I can't keep up with the lifestyle. So sorry, can't. I'm not even gonna front with you. I
Oh my
can't give you
gosh.
all the things monetarily that that man can.
But
But if he ever treats you wrong, I am waiting in the wings. Yeah.
I will give you my heart and
Unless
soul.
Coco Jones is in the room, then you're gonna have to step aside. But still love you.
Wow.
I still love you.
That's all on you, bro. That's all on
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. Hit us up though at our email, sytwoxpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Oh, and back to Morris. Forgot. If you wanna like be super nice, my mom has loved you forever. If you like make her like a cameo video or something, I don't
Oh.
know. Like hit reach out to me. We can make this happen.
Yeah. We'll work something out.
She even loves you with the bald look that you're rocking right now, so let us know. Let us know. Yeah, share with your friends, family, subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you.
We made it to spring, y'all. We did
Yes,
it.
we did.
Fuck winter, I'm so sorry. Other than Christmas time, winter sucks, which Christmas time is barely even in
Wow.
winter, but
Wow.
oh, I'm so happy that's over. I'm sorry, Kelly, but like after Christmas, what is there to look forward
I
to?
know. I like the rain and I like the cold.
I do not.
I know
That's
you
why I
don't.
live in California. I like the sun. I like the thought of I might call out of work today and go to the beach. Like, I love California weather. And because of global warming and shit, all the weather patterns around the world are being all fucked up. And so now it's cold for like 3 months out of the year in California and rains for 3 months straight. No. Absolutely not. We don't have the infrastructure for the, all that. No. No more. I've been wanting to go to Tahoe forever, but it won't stop freaking snowing in Tahoe.
Yay.
And I am not putting snow chains on my car. I'm not doing it. I'm so sorry. Not
Yeah.
figuring out how that works. That's just not gonna happen. So maybe I'll go up in April. Who knows? At the rate we're going, though, I might have to go up in June.
Probably.
But yeah, anyway, everyone have a good week. It's Oscar day for us. Can't wait to see who wins. But yeah, have a good day and stay iconic.
Stay iconic, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.